records. Phonograph. Gold records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
I am a DJ. I am what I play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go and dance in there by the record machine.
Jukebox music.
Jukebox. Jukebox.
Jukebox.
Jukebox.
Played by the DJ.
Here goes the last DJ.
Crackle, crackle. Pop, pop.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, it's a little shop of Rolling Stones horrors. The Forgotten Stones disco medley that you're not going to be able to unhear once you've heard it. You've been warned. Don't listen to the end of this program. It could be dangerous to your health. In the meanwhile, some nurturing things that come straight out of the sky as we look up at a pink moon in mid-May and the vinyl is spinning. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
I saw it written and I saw it say, pink moon is on its way. None of you stand so tall. Pink moon, and I get you on the pink moon. Yeah, pink moon. Pink, 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 pink. Pink moon. Saw it written and I saw it say, pink moon is on its way. None of you stand so tall. Pink moon, gonna get you on. It's a pink moon.
The 1982 album release Pink Floyd Works featured the first ever issue of the track called Embryo, and it was embryonic Pink Floyd in the pre-Dark Side of the Moon days. And it was Pink Moon by Nick Drake before that, and another guy now who comes out of that kind of spacey singer-songwriter realm, late 60s, early 70s time, Tim Buckley. His album Goodbye and Hello, a 1967 standout that maybe didn't get all the attention that the Sgt. Pepper's and Doors debut album got, but it holds its own all these years later. Let's take a walk down Pleasant Street with Tim Buckley on the Vinyl Experience.
Don't remember what to say. You don't remember what to do. You don't remember where to go. You don't remember what to choose. You weep, you steal, you feel, you leave down, down. Down, 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 down. opened your eyes and you found yourself falling back to yesterday's light. Hello, Pleasant Street. You know she's back again. He'll spin you, he'll weave you round his emerald loom, and softly you'll whisper all around the sea to you, lover. Don't remember who to choose.
That's what you're happy for.
There's a man who can't decide if he should fight for what his father thinks is right. There are people wearing frowns who'll screw you up, but they would rather screw you down.
just ask for nothing, you get nothing in return. If you're nice, you bring me water. If you're not, then I will burn.
Thank you.
great California band Love, Arthur Lee, the album Forever Changes, a vinyl experience, essential library cornerstone. You gotta have that record on Elektra, or perhaps the Sundazed reissue from a few years back. There are lots of vinyl choices, as well as a few digital remaster projects, bonus tracks. It's an album that just keeps on giving. There are lots of deep dives into this record in the sessions because it's so influential. And a shining example of Stellar 67, which continues to revisit us with one spectacular 50th anniversary after another. That included Tim Buckley's Goodbye and Hello for the song Pleasant Street. And now one more visit to, I can't say Abbey Road in the case of this next Beatles record. Last week we did a lot of deep diving into EMI Studios' Treasure Trove, which is coming out as the 50th anniversary edition of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. But this week, in 1967, the Beatles made the first ever use for a full recording session of another studio. It just so happened to be Olympic Studios in London, home base of the Rolling Stones. And so, with different equipment, a different acoustical space, different producer, and with a couple of Rolling Stones hanging out in the studio just to see what was going on their home turf, the result was a wonderful, spirited, eccentric Beatles classic, recorded exactly 50 years ago, that captures, forgive the SAT word, the zeitgeist of their moment in that time. Baby, You're a Rich Man, too.
on my mind. Time after time I see reflections of you and me, reflections of the way life used to be, reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now, no love to shield me, trapped in a world that's a distorted reality. Happiness you took from me and left me alone with only memories through the mirror of my mind, through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control. Cause although you're gone, I keep holding on to the happy time, ooh, and you and all. As I peer through the window of lost time, looking over my yesterday, that's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Reflections of 67 with the Supremes on the Vinyl Experience. For the record, the Supremes hit that was big on the charts at exactly this time of the year in 67 was a song called The Happening. I'm going to play one more Spring of 67 nugget before we leave the fantasy land and get back to something a bit more contemporary. And this gives me a chance to do a little compare and contrast sonically, which I don't often do, but being a big proponent of the analog sound and very much being fond of the way vinyl records sound over any other medium, hands down, except when a vinyl record just wasn't made very well. But here's an interesting example of that and something from the time that was superior if you were a little bit of a techie geeky kind of a person and your method of reproduction was not a hi-fi turntable even, but a reel-to-reel tape machine. And if you browse through record stores or poke around on eBay, you'll find reel-to-reel releases of the contemporary records. The ones to go for are recorded at 7.5 inches per second, as opposed to 3.75. That's an important difference, because the slower the tape goes, the less the fidelity. Be great if they had 15 IPS. That's how they recorded in studios, even 30 IPS. And there are some hi-fi reissues that are out these days for the tape heads, folks who have a great analog tape deck and spring for the big bucks purchases of rare tape reissues that have been coming out at these high speeds. But I'm going to go back to 67 now for something that may surprise you. Let's listen first. This is the vinyl LP, The Turtles' Greatest Hits. Just a little taste.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together.
Okay, that's kind of warm and fuzzy, maybe not in a great way, but it's familiar to us. And it's not a song or a recording that you would necessarily think of as being a hi-fi spectacular, but Let's switch from turntable to my trusty Revox 77 tape recorder and play back. Same track from the same album, The Turtles' Greatest Hits. This is 7.5 inches per second, open reel tape issue of the same release.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. To be the only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Right, did I ruin it for you? Have you been trawling the dusty bins at the record shops looking for a vintage Turtles Greatest Hits record, only to now discover that the open reel tape issue of the same album is a revelation sonically? And there are some issues with it. I mean, you can hear tape hiss. And the reason for that is the mass reproduction of these reels done at high speed. It would take forever. They'd have to do it in real time if they were to dub them as they would in a recording studio. So they were mass-produced at high speed, and those dubs tended to be a little on the hissy side. And there were other artifacts that are part of that. I think there's a reduction in the depth of the soundstage image. But there's freedom from a lot of other strain and stress that seems to be going on as the diamond needle hits the groove, wiggles around, and tries to make sense of both a vertical and horizontal etched signal simultaneously. We ask a lot of a poor phonograph needle, now don't we? But we'll put one to use now, and good use. Listen to this.
Coming into
Contemporary artists who do the vintage sound is particularly evoking the year that we were deep diving into a short time ago, 1967. The Gripweeds, Speed of Light, Hollis Brown, Run Right to You. Hailing from the New York area, putting out their music by their choice on vinyl. My choice to play them for you on the Vinyl Experience. Now then, I'm going to roll out the balance of this show with something that I warned you about at the beginning of the program. This is not for the faint of heart. This is something real. This actually happened. in 1982. What you're about to hear, it is called Stars on Long Play 3, A Brief Backstory. Stars on 45, a medley of pop tunes, a few Beatles things, I'm Your Venus by Shocking Blue, and Sugar Sugar by the Archies, just a bunch of stupid 60s pop hits put together by this unusual Dutch studio group. And they had this record that was going around the clubs overseas that became a smash, and it found its way out on Atlantic Records in the USA, and it became a huge hit at a time when 60s music was having a little bit of a revival. So, flash forward a couple of years, they've done this now in a few other settings, and here is their medley. Now, again, a disco club medley, and they're reproducing the sound of the original records very exactly, and they're using a studio vocalist to imitate a very famous singer. All of this produced for what was called Red Bullet Productions by a guy named Jaap, with two A's, Jaap Egermont. Okay, so it's Stars on Long Play 3. Listen with the disclaimer. You will not be able to unhear what you're about to hear.
All alone, Lord, I miss you. I've been hanging on the phone. I've been sleeping all alone. I won't kiss you.
Just wait. too long, you can't come back and think you are back again. I want your love again.
I know you find it hard to reason with me, but this time it's different. Darling, you'll see.
You gotta tell me you're coming back to me. You gotta tell me you're coming back to me. You gotta tell me you're coming back to me. You gotta tell me you're coming back to me.
Way back to New York City, where you do.
And that's the Vinyl Experience. Stars on 45. The stars will never stop. Past shows to discover in the archives at PRN.FM. The Vinyl Experience station plays 24/7 on iHeartRadio. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter.